You're tuned into the ETBU Sportsnet, and this is the Texas Tiger Podcast.
And welcome to another edition of Lunch with Ledyard here on the ETBU Sportsnet and the Texas Tiger Podcast. I'm Adam T. Ledyard, and today we will be talking to not one, not two, but three ETBU volleyball players in Ainsley Reeve, Lily Hill, and Jessica Williamson. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
So before we get started here, we'll just go down the line. Tell us your name, where you're from, a little bit about yourself, and maybe a quick tidbit about what you like to do.
So my name is Ainsley Reeve. I'm a right side for the volleyball team here at ETBU. I'm a senior kinesiology major who will be graduating in December. And a little fun fact about me, or something that I like to do, is probably just be outside with friends and family and hang out. So
I'm Lily Hill. I am a junior libero for the volleyball team, and I'm from San Antonio, Texas. My major is secondary mathematic education, so I'm going to be a high school math teacher. And something I like to do is I'm engaged, so right now it's just I like to wedding plan right now.
I'm Jessica. I'm a senior and a nursing major. I am from small town Liberty, Texas. No one ever knows where that is. Something that I like to do is travel with my family. We're big on like family vacations throughout the year, so I love seeing new places.
That's great. We love to hear little things about every single player and get to know them a little bit. So as we dive into a little bit of ETBU volleyball, this is the first year under head coach Mallory Matthews, and this season has been special to begin with, just with bringing new players together and molding from the beginning. You've had some special moments. It started with the team bonding when practice started back in August. So talk a little bit about how this team has been special to you starting at the beginning of the season.
This team has definitely just been special. Just watching Coach Matthews build up this program has honestly been eye-opening, and especially for me as wanting to be a coach in the future, just watching her process of how to build a team and how to build a family has just been a unique thing, and to be a part of that is something so special. So if we're doing this good just this first year under her, like, I can't imagine how Lily and all of our other teammates are going to be after this for her first year here. So it's been pretty special to be a part of, for sure.
Yeah, definitely agree. I just think, you know, not only like does she bring so much like volleyball knowledge to our team, but she focuses on like the team aspect, the faith aspect. And I just think that's something so special. And like, we're so blessed like to come to a school that we can talk about our faith, and it's something that's prioritized, and to have a coach that prioritizes that is just so amazing. And it honestly just brings us so close together.
Yeah, I can definitely say this team is just so special. Like they said, like the family aspect of it all. I don't think I've ever been like this close to a team before. It's sad, you know, that it's our senior year and we're just now getting to experience that. But being under Coach Matthews' leadership has just been life-changing, honestly. I feel like our team at ETBU has always been special, but I think we were just missing that one thing. I think Coach Matthews, Coach Kuster, and Coach Cobb all like complete that, and just how they make being a family a priority, and they embody being Christ-like 24/7, and it's been an inspiration to us, definitely.
Well, I knew Mallory. I know her as Mal because I saw her as a player here at ETBU, and I knew she was something special when she played at ETBU. So when she was hired, I knew it was going to be a good transition into that. And she was a great player. She's a great leader. So it's going to be fun to see what she can do with this program, and already shown tidbits of what can happen just coming in. So before we jump into the exciting moments that you guys had the last couple of weeks, this is Lunch with Ledyard. So we'd like to talk to you a little bit. So ETBU cafeteria, you're always there. Lunch, breakfast, supper. So what is some of your favorite food in the cafeteria? We can start with you, Angeline, and go down the line.
Yeah, so I definitely think Ooh, Salisbury steak for the win, of course. That's definitely it. Yep.
I'm a big fan of the chocolate milk. When on a good day, on the good days, it's really good. But if I had to pick a food item, I mean, I like the chicken spaghetti. It's really good.
I would say the chicken fried steak, for sure. And like when they do like their scalloped potatoes, makes my day. So good.
I need to start keeping a chart of what people say, because chicken fried steak has about 4 marks right now. So that must be, and then there was one that said Catfish Friday. not a popular one with you guys.
And then, no.
Grilled chicken was one that came up too. Like they really
that's good. A go-to.
So there's a lot of good food that comes through there. So with that, you're all from different parts of the state, different probably food traditions and things and family things. So let us know a little bit about yourself, like something that you like to eat, or you go home and you're like, oh man, my mom makes this, my family makes this, I gotta have this. What's something that you really enjoy and want when you go home to see family?
Ooh, that's hard. There's a lot of good things.
Well,
I definitely think more than one. Well, so if my dad is cooking, definitely his ribs. He can grill some really good ribs. It is so good. And then if my mom is cooking, then definitely her chicken spaghetti. Yeah, that'll probably be it.
For me, I guess just being from San Antonio, like, you have to get Mexican food while you're down there. Like, the Mexican food up in Marshall is nothing compared to Mexican food in San Antonio. So, but if I had to choose something else, it's a small chain restaurant just in San Antonio. It's called Bill Miller's, It is my absolute favorite. Like, I could eat it every single day.
For me, when I go home, it's become a tradition now since I've been in college, but my parents will make steak, baked potatoes, and like grilled asparagus. It's so good. That's my favorite part about going home. And then like on nights that they don't cook, we go to a Tex-Mex restaurant called Los Compadres, and we just have always gone there. It's in Hardin, Texas, and it's just a go-to with my family. So good.
Yeah, it's always fun to hear what student athletes have to say that they like to eat from Louisiana to South Texas to West Texas, and the different traditions that people have when they go home. So it's quite unique to hear all 3 of yours and how different they are with all 3 of you from where you live. So we're going to jump right into the major part of this. In the last couple of weeks, faith is a major part of ETBU overall and implemented into the programs. And Coach Matthews has done a nice job with that, coming in, mentoring and guiding this new team. Talk about how faith has been implemented on this team and who has been influential in your life. And to catch everybody up, the last couple of weeks, you guys have been baptized into the new faith. And talk about a little bit about that and who's been influential in that, and how just this season and the people in your lives have guided you into that.
Yeah, so a little bit about my story of, you know, my rededication in faith was, I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up, my parents are very, you know, we go to church every Sunday. My dad is very involved in the church, stuff like that. And I was always the girl who knew the right answers and could answer everything that you needed to know about Christ and stuff like that. However, it wasn't until maybe last year that I started to realize that my faith was rooted through my parents' faith, or rooted through, okay, I know I have to, you know, believe in God, and I know I have to have a relationship with Jesus. However, I didn't truly have that relationship with Jesus. And a part of that, a part of me knowing that I did not have a real relationship with Christ was actually this year. You know, I'm doing student teaching, and I can't make all the volleyball practices or all the volleyball games or all the team bonding things. And so Coach Matthews has really, you know, poured into me about enjoying the moment and enjoying, you know, this time in life before I head off into the real world. And so she told me, like, her and my dad and my mom have basically kind of all come together and pouring in on me about how, like, it's time to release that control of your life and, you know, surrender your want and my want and my need to control my own life. And so we all go to New Beginnings Church, and it's always been a topic, whether we went to New Beginnings or if we went to FCA or if we were doing Bible study with Coach Matthews and Coach Cobb and Coach Kuster. But, like, it's been a main topic of your good works do not lead you to heaven. It's the relationship that you have with Christ. And so I was telling, you know, them and some of our volleyball girls, like, this world is so, like, you have to do this, this, and this to get this this result or this reward. Like, in volleyball, you have to work this amount of hours throughout the day in practice to win a volleyball game, or in school you have to study this amount of hours to get an A on a test. And so it's always a performance-based thing. And so it's always been hard for me with Christ to know that, like, it's not a performance-based relationship with him. And so I think whenever I've truly came with that, and that was between talking with my parents and Coach Matthews, I think that that's when it really hit me that I don't have to work for God's love, and I don't have to go out and, you know, be the best volleyball player, be the best athlete, or be the best student teacher. Like, I just have to be me. And I think that that's where my relationship with Christ, like, was refound. And I mean, that's pretty much my story. So
that's great to hear. Go ahead, Lily.
For me, I kind of the same as Ainsley. I was born and raised in a Christian family, went to church every Sunday. You know, I even attended a private Christian school for most of my life. And I was super involved in the church, you know, always doing the mission trips and youth group, all the things. And it was super easy, you know, to, like, live out that Christian lifestyle when I was constantly surrounded by it. Like, going to school, I was surrounded by it. All my friends were there. Like, all my friends were Christians. It was super easy. But in eighth grade, I made the switch from private school to public school. And I found it wasn't so easy anymore, just, you know, with all the things that I wasn't exposed to as a child. And, you know, I didn't grow up just around, you know, a lot of the things that are in the world, you know, and in the public school system. And I started, you know, finding my identity and, you know, volleyball and, like, how good I could be and, you know, anything that would make me popular, what would, like, make everyone like me because I was the new kid. And I honestly, like, you know, being a Christian wasn't the cool thing to do or the cool thing to be. And so I kind of pushed it to the side. I still knew, you know, the right from wrongs. Like, I still, you know, like, believed, you know, Christ was my savior and, you know, he died on the cross for my sins and he loved me. And I knew right from wrong. And, you know, I was a good kid and never did anything wrong, but, you know, I just lost my identity in Christ and I started finding it and how good I could be in volleyball or how many friends I had, or, you know, if I had a boyfriend at the time or whatever. And so I just kind of lost sight, you know, of what it truly meant to live that Christian lifestyle because I just wasn't surrounded by it anymore. I was never pushed, you know, to, like, have it myself because it was just my environment. And it wasn't until probably last year, my freshman year, that I started realizing how much I pushed my faith to the side. It was just kind of something, you know, like, being surrounded by these girls who challenged me in my faith. And, you know, now having a coach that really just implements faith in everything we do and going to church. And I just realized, like, wow, like, I didn't even realize, you know, that I wasn't, you know, being the best Christian I could be. A lot of, you know, people use the term lukewarm, and that's really honestly how I felt. And I got engaged last November, and just through, you know, wedding planning and going through like marriage counseling to prepare us for marriage, I realized, you know, like I want to be that godly wife and I want to be that godly mother in the future. And like that has to start now. Like I need to make sure my faith is where I need it to be, not only for myself, but for my future husband and for my future family. So that really pushed me to, you know, refocus and just kind of, you know, get back to where I was. And like, it truly just made me realize like this is something personal for me. Like this isn't, it shouldn't be determined based on my surroundings or my environment. Like this is between me and God. And it's something like, you know, I need to pursue myself. So just being surrounded, you know, again, like having been surrounded by Christians and then not, and then now again, it really, you know, put into perspective, like how easy it is to, you know, conform to the world. And just, you know, that Jesus is, you know, the ultimate lover, the ultimate grace giver. And I'm just super thankful for that. So like I said, I gave my life to Christ as a child, but I was never baptized. And so now, like having, you know, kind of turned my life back to him, I decided being baptized was something that I definitely wanted and needed to do, just to make that public declaration of my faith.
Well, Jessica, tell us a little about your story and what's going on in your life.
Okay. It's going to sound like a broken record because our stories kind of line up, but I was raised in the church. Like my family is very faith-based. And I was baptized when I was about 12 years old. But as I got older, I realized like I didn't truly understand my faith. Like I believed in a God and I believed in Jesus, but that relationship wasn't really there, or like that foundation wasn't there. And so I really didn't start like digging into my faith until like my eighth grade or freshman year. I started getting really involved with my church, consistently going Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. My youth pastor, Omar Cantu, he was a big influence on my life at that time. And he saw me as a leader at a very young age, like when I didn't. And so he kind of like pushed me to be that. And so I was like in my youth group, like I was that girl. I was involved in every activity, VBS, mission trips, devotionals for summer camps, like you name it, like that was me. And so at that time, like I was constantly surrounded and pushed, kind of like what Lily and Ainsley were talking about. And so I was consistent in that. But once I graduated high school and came to EHVU, you would think it would be easier coming to a Baptist university to stay disciplined in your faith. But it's not. It's like any other place sometimes, because when your faith is not your own and you don't have that like strong relationship or foundation with God, it's very unwavering. And so that's exactly what happened. I wasn't disciplined. I didn't get plugged into a church, which is a big part of your relationship with God and just constantly being surrounded by that community. And I wasn't responsible in that. Like I didn't get connected. And so it was easy to sleep in on Sundays and like catch up on homework, not do my Bible time, not do my devotionals. And so I just kind of got caught up in like this endless loop of, just always feeling guilty about not doing that. And then going to church and being like, yes, like I need to get back to like how I was, you know, like I need my own faith. And I just wasn't getting that. And it was just like this endless cycle. And then it's sad that it's taken this long, but like the end of junior year and like the beginning of my senior year, I'm a leader on the FCA team. And we have created such a strong bond and family and community there. And we constantly push each other to be strong in our faith, to really like dive in deep. And that's when I really started to realize like my faith has never truly been my own. Like my relationship with Jesus is not a priority when it should be. And like Lily said, like I was living my life the way I wanted to, like very lukewarm, very wishy-washy. And I didn't like that about myself. And so instead of like running to God, like I would kind of hide from him because I just felt like I wasn't worthy of his love, of his grace. Like I wasn't the same person that I used to be. And so that was very convicting. And then we started going consistently to New Beginnings. And Pastor Todd really brings the word every week. Like, once again, every week I was feeling super convicted and like, oh, Jessica, like, you're not it. Like, you got to change. And then Coach Matthews came to E2BU, and I finally found my community at E2BU. Like, I finally found my people. I've always had like my bestest friends, my roommates, they have always been that for me. But like outside of that, I've just really like stepped into fellowship that truly cares about you and your character, and building you to that woman who you're going to be once you leave this place. And so I was like, it was the first Sunday that Pastor Todd started preaching about the disciples' journey. And once again, I was completely wrecked because it was like, I am not living a disciple's life. I am not, my life doesn't completely look like the follower of Christ that I should be. And another part of that was this year on the volleyball team, like, I am filling a different role. Usually I'm a DS libero, just like Lily, but I'm a nursing major and that's taken up a lot of my time. And so the coaches were gracious enough to give me a position on the team that I could still be a part of the team, but not have the stresses of coming to practice or worrying about performing on the court. And so I'm not like a full player this year. And so my identity in volleyball was stripped away from me. I was like, wow, like I need to fulfill a different role this year. And that's being a leader to these girls, you know, like, I'm all about my girls and I want to be that person that they can come to, that they can trust. And so that Sunday, like, I just had a stirring in my heart that like, I need to rededicate my life. I need to make this like profession of faith to everybody around me, not only to keep myself accountable, but just to confess to God that like, I don't want to live this life like this anymore. I want to be all in. I don't want to be lukewarm anymore. I want to be all about you in like every aspect of my life. And so that's pretty much it, but yeah.
It's never a broken record. I would never say that, because we all have our different stories and they're all the same, but different, you know. It's all coming to Christ and rededication and getting baptized, but all of us have a different story that we can share with people that we can relate to. And so it's great to hear all this. So going into the baptism there at New Beginnings, you know, I'm the same way. I grew up in a Christian family, was asked Christ in my heart when I was a little boy, but I didn't realize baptism was big until I was married. And my wife was like, well, were you ever baptized? And I was like, I don't think I was. So I had one of my good friends was a pastor and helped run a camp in the summertime in Ohio. So we went to the camp and helped that weekend, and he baptized me in the pond at the camp with my wife right there, right next to me. So it's one of those moments that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. So tell us a little bit about that moment that you were baptized in the last couple of weeks at New Beginnings, and when you arose and came back up, and I saw, I think, Lily, you got to put New Beginnings must do a light on the wall there and bright the light, like a rededication. Tell us how you guys were feeling when you came back up and you realized that, you know, all right, God has really cleansed my life and taken over me and is in fully in control, and you let that go.
So for me, I was super blessed to be baptized by my fiance, Trenton, who's on the track team at ETBU. So that was just super special for me. He was baptized and I hadn't been. And so it was just, you know, I wanted him to do it just as, you know, going into our new family together that we're going to be once we're married. And just him, you know, being the spiritual leader of the household, like, that was just something that was really important for me. And just, it was just super special for him to do it. And I'm super thankful that he did. But yeah, it's just, I was honestly really nervous going in, you know, all these people looking at me, you know, was my story good enough? You know, my story wasn't some, you know, crazy, you know, awesome testimony. And that's something I always kind of thought about, you know, like, oh, like, well, I don't really have a good one. So, you know, it's kind of lame, but, you know, like all testimonies are just absolutely amazing because they all end up, like you said, coming back to Christ and going to Christ. And so I was super nervous, but once I got in the water, like, I tried not looking over, you know, into the crowd because I knew I had to get a little more nervous, but just coming, you know, out of the water, like it honestly just felt, you know, just brand new. Like it was amazing. And I, you know, looking back at the pictures, I didn't notice it, but I just had this huge smile on my face and didn't even realize I had it, but it was just so, you know, amazing. And you honestly just felt, you know, the presence of God and just like the Holy Spirit within you. And like you said, you got to screw in a light bulb on the one more wall, just signifying, you know, like the light of Christ and the light that we're supposed to be to the world. And it was super special. And, you know, my whole team was there to witness it, and my family and Trent's family. And so it was just super special. And just, I love the way New Beginnings does it and how much of like a big deal they make it, because it is such a big deal in your walk with Christ.
Ainsley, talk a little about your baptismal moment.
Yeah, so my baptism, I had no idea I was going to go to go do it. Me and Jess actually got baptized on the same day, same service, same everything. I would definitely have to give a lot of credit to my teammates and to Jess and personally my roommates, Jess and Hope. Because a few nights before that Sunday, we had a little get together of just a Bible study, just talking about, you know, how we need to pray for each other in our lives and, like what we need, I mean, prayers on and, you know, what we're struggling with and stuff like that. And, you know, I told them some of my struggles, that I was having, and, I don't know why I kept bringing it up, but I was like, you know, I really feel like I want a new start. And, you know, we all kind of got on that topic, like, yeah, like, I, you know, we want to wash away our old life and just start new in Christ. And so we were like, man, how cool would it be if we all got baptized on the same day, you know, not knowing what was coming, not knowing what Pastor Todd was going to preach on that Sunday. And we were like, oh man, that would be cool, but you know, like, that's not gonna happen, you know. Yeah. All of us have to come to the same realization at different times. And so fast forward to this Sunday, it's literally called Baptism Sunday, and we had no idea what we were getting into. Didn't bring any extra clothes, nothing like that.
It was not planned.
And Pastor Todd was, you know, praying over us and was like, you know, if you feel the Holy Spirit stirring in your heart, like, you need to come to the altar and you need to, you know, we would love for you to talk to some of our people. And you know, I saw Jess walk up and go, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I was like, well, maybe I don't want to ruin her day, you know, like me doing it too. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so Hope Ship, my roommate, she's an outside hitter, DS on our volleyball team. She was sitting right beside me, and you know, it was one of those moments where you're not supposed to be looking around. Well, she was looking around, and she said, you need to go. And I was like, no, like, I can't. And Pastor Todd was like, you know, if you're struggling with the thought of coming or not, that's the Holy Spirit telling you to come. And Hope literally looked at me and goes, you need to go. And so I was like, okay, like, I've gotten all the signs. I don't want to miss this opportunity that the Lord is presenting in front of me. And so I stood up, I walked to the front, and they didn't ask any questions. They just said, let's go to the back room, get you some clothes, and we can talk back there. And so we went to this little room, and I got to talk to somebody from New Beginnings, and, you know, she asked me what's on your mind, and I kind of told her my story of, you know, how I was raised in the church, and how I lost sight of my relationship with Christ, and how, you know, these past few months I've, you know, been wanting to get baptized again. And she was like, okay, like, let's write down your story, like, let's go. And I'm not joking when I tell you they were like, go here, go here, go here. Like, here's your clothes.
Like an assembly line, right?
Yeah. Like, they're like, we got to go. Like, this is awesome. You know, I want to celebrate you, but we got to get you in the water now.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and so we just were like, I was like, okay, like, take me anywhere. So they like gave me all these clothes, and we were waiting in line. And the cool thing about this Sunday was, yes, I got to get baptized with my best friend, but there was also other ETBU athletes back there, and just seeing the Lord work in not only all these people that were back there, but like specifically ETBU athletes was insane.
It was
like
overwhelming.
Everywhere I looked, there was someone from ETBU rededicating their life. And so we get our clothes, we're waiting in line, Pastor Todd is still talking, praying over everyone, a song comes on, and I'm just bawling in the back, and of course I'm the first one to get baptized, and so I'm just crying and crying and crying. And one of my favorite things was another ETBU athlete came up to me and patted me on the back and was like, hey, like, this is the best part, it's okay to cry, because I didn't want to cry in front of everybody. And so it was just very encouraging to see the community of ETBU, and specifically ETBU athletics, come together and just support each other on, you know, one of the biggest decisions of our life. And I could not have asked for a better opportunity. It was so in the moment, so present. And that's something that I've been trying to focus on this semester, was be in the moment. And and I feel like that was one of the most in the moment things I've ever done. So it's awesome. It gives me chills every time.
That's great to hear. Jessica, we got about 4 minutes before we gotta in the podcast. So tell us a little bit about that. And then real quick, I want all you guys to give quick shout outs, and we'll end in Lunch with Ledgers. So Jessica, tell us about that day for you and what it meant for you.
For that day, like, I was baptized the same day Ainsley was. Like she said, it was completely unplanned. We had no idea that was going to happen today. But like she said, like a couple of weeks prior, we had, or like just a week before actually, sat together and just got really deep. Like, I think we all left like in tears because of how real and how raw we got. And we had all confessed of like wanting to rededicate our life, basically. And then like I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna do it. That's the first time I had admitted it out loud. Like, that was after, like, I knew I wanted to do that when Pastor Todd started preaching on that. Like, this was like, it was a week's thing, you know? And so I even told like my FCA team, I told the whole team at practice the next day. And I hadn't even told my parents yet, because I was like, I'm waiting for the right moment. I'm waiting for the right moment. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And then I was also scared of doing it and people from back home, or like people at ETBU thinking like, what, like, hasn't she already been baptized? Like, isn't she already a believer in Christ, kind of thing? And so I think that was just the enemy discouraging me from doing it. And so I was really in my head about it, like totally overthinking it. And I was like, well, I would want my family to be here. Like this has to be a planned thing. Like, I want everyone to be able to celebrate this with me. A week later at Sunday, you know, baptism Sunday, had no idea, but Pastor Todd started. We opened with worship, I think. And one of the first songs was I am a child of God. Like, and I was just like, I am. Like, absolutely I am. And like, I I was like shaking at this point. I was like, God, like, I don't know what to do. Like, please help me, like, with this like anxiousness, you know? And so Pastor Todd started praying over us and was like, if you feel this stirring in your heart, if your heart is beating out of your chest, like if your body is literally moving out of your seat, like, don't ignore this. And don't worry, we're videoing this. Your family's gonna see it. Yeah. We have extra clothes for you in the back. Like, it's all taken care of. And I was like, this is my opportunity. It was such a God moment. It was a divine intervention for sure. Like, all of the things that fell into place, because I was so in my head about, oh, this has to be perfect. Like, I want my family here. What are people going to think? Like, me getting like rebaptized, you know? And in that moment, God was just like, you're missing the whole point. It's not about you. It's about me. It's about making this proclamation that you're mine. And so in that instant, I got up, like, I was already crying. And the girl like brought me back and she's like, okay, like, what's on your heart? And I just spilled my guts out. And she's like, okay, like, let's do it. Like, this is your time. And so, like she said, they brought us back immediately and we got changed into clothes and whatnot. And we were actually like waiting in line because there were so many of us. It was overwhelming. And I was looking at Pastor Todd on the screen, like, still preaching. And then they started singing more songs. And I was just like, this isn't real. Like, it didn't feel real at all until that moment that, like, I went and they, like, said my testimony. And I was just like, those are my words. Like, this is happening, you know? And then I went down and came back up. And all of my emotions were, like, just gone. Like, I was at peace. Like, God had filled me with that peace of, like, you're mine. Like, don't have any doubt in that. Like, this is, you know, this is it. And so it was an amazing day. It was absolutely amazing. Yeah. And like, my parents were so overjoyed because, and they were surprised. They were like, oh my gosh, like, we didn't know that like you were like battling with this at all. And so they were just so happy. So were all my teammates. They were like in tears. Yeah. Like, it was that day, I would just say, was joy, like, from start to finish. So it was amazing.
Well, it's good to hear all your stories. We've got about 30 seconds on recording this on Zoom, so it's running out of time. So each of you, quick shout out, and we'll end lunch with Ledyard.
Woo-hoo! Coach Matthews, my parents. my kind of shout out or what?
Yeah, it does.
Go.
Home trip.
Yeah, all my roommates, Kaylee, Shelby, and Emily, and obviously my fiance, Trenton.
Shout out my parents and Nicole Sands. She got a job today.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for talking to us and sharing your stories here on Lunch with Ledyard. We'll be back next week to talk with other student athletes here on Lunch with Ledyard on the Texas Tiger Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Tuned into the ETVU Sportsnet, and this is the Texas Tiger Podcast.